Jason Minnix, San Antonio's sports leader, 1250 ESPN San Antonio.
You know, when we were down in New Orleans for the Super Bowl, all of a sudden everybody started talking about deer antler spray. I remember we were sitting there on Radio Row, and I was like, deer, what?
You looked at me, like, do you ever used it?
Yeah, you played in the NFL. I'm like, all right, all the stuff, deer antler spray. And then all of a sudden everybody's hearing about deer antler spray. And is it banned? Was Ray Lewis taking it? What? I don't even know. I didn't know what deer antler spray was at the time. Quite honestly, I'm still not sure what deer antler spray is. But it's back in the news because the World Anti-Doping Agency has dropped deer antler velvet from its prohibited substances list. And the PGA, Vijay Singh, PGA has dropped it. So Vijay Singh, who was using it and in trouble for it, he's kind of clear now because it's no longer on the PGA's banned substance list, although NFL, NBA, and the others still have it on there. And what I find fascinating about this is MaxLifeDirect.com is a website that sells deer antler velvet, and it's based here in San Antonio. So this has got to be great news for Joel Sauceda, the CEO of MaxLifeDirect.com. And first off, Joel, I know it's an exciting day for you because you've almost been vindicated that you've got a substance that should be legal and cleared in all the sports. But first off, what is deer antler velvet?
Well, John, deer antler velvet comes from the New Zealand red-tipped deer. The scientists in New Zealand that work for my manufacturer found a way to extract the IGF-1 and IGF-2 hormone, which is a natural hormone, which is found in mother's milk. It's found in steak, and it's a necessary part of our bodies. It's what helps us regenerate muscle tissue. Well, they found a way to extract this from the red-tipped deer of New Zealand, from the antler, and put it into a liposome spray. This has been used for over 2,000 years. The Chinese, knew about this 2,000 years ago, but the manufacturer and the guy who brought it to the Western world, Rick Lentini with Neutronix Labs, he and the ag research scientists in New Zealand figured out a way to put it into a spray so that we'd get maximum absorption. So it has been sold here in the United States now for almost 17 years. So, you know, Ray Lewis is one of several thousand athletes who've been using it. He just happened to get into the news, and we really appreciate all of the publicity he gave us. But to be honest with you, today is a great day of vindication for us.
You know, Joe, when you talk about the spray, and we assume that it's a spray and you just rub it on, is there a cream and there's other products that you use to be able to use the product?
You know, there are pills out there, but you don't get as good as absorption as spray. And to be quite frank with you, not all of these products are created equal. And I want to say something. We've been selling this product for 6 years, Max Life Direct, Neutronix Labs for 17 years. Okay, all of a sudden, after the Super Bowl, all of a sudden you see all these companies selling a form of deer antler spray who have no idea what it is. And to be honest with you, some of these companies, when we send their products off to the lab to be tested, it's water in a bottle. So we are the experts in this field, and we have been, you know, we've been carrying the flag for deer antler spray for many years now. And so, you know, there's definitely, it's definitely something that people are finding out about today, but it's not only for athletes. It's for the elderly. It's for all types of people who are looking for some relief or, you know, just to live a better life.
Joel Sauceda, the CEO of MaxLifeDirect.com, with us here on 1250 ESPN San Antonio. With that win, I'm Jason Minnix. Joel, when you mentioned that it's for everyday people, which I didn't know, but from an athlete's perspective, and we'll stay there for a moment, golfers, PGA has dropped it from its banned list. If it's all natural and not like an HGH, what is the holdup with the NFL, with Major League Baseball, with NBA, with the other major sports leagues?
We've been asking the same questions, Jason. As a matter of fact, my manufacturer and I joined in a lawsuit against Major League Baseball a couple years ago. We since dropped it, of course, because who's going to win, you know, them or us? We're a lot smaller business than them. But bottom line is, they've made a lot of disparaging comments about our product and about deer antler spray. not really doing their due diligence. I mean, let's look back several years ago, Jason. Creatine, okay? Probably every athlete who, any athlete who's an athlete has used creatine. Believe it or not, at one time, the NFL had banned creatine. And there was a lawsuit, of course, and the creators of the creatine won that suit in an undisclosed amount. But today, it's a non-banned substance. So my point here is, in the NFL, there's several concussions and there are players leaving the NFL. I know I have personal friends who played in the NFL who suffer from concussions. Why not at least give it a shot, at least do a little research? I mean, maybe it'll help these guys, you know?
You know, Joe, when you talk about all this stuff that's going on and the publicity that you are getting and the sales that you're getting, do you know which sport uses the most of this deer antlers play?
Which sport? You know, I'd have to say right now there are so many NFL players using it. I have to say that there are more NFL players using it than Ray Lewis, and they just don't want to come out of the closet. The day that the NFL, and hopefully that day is soon, vindicates us, you're going to see a lot of NFL players coming out saying they're using it, because I personally sell to some of the top NFL players. Now, Max Life Direct makes it a policy not to drop a dime on these guys. You know, it's personal information, and I know that there are other manufacturers out there or other sellers who have, and that's their choice. But I mean, I have several NBA players using it, top level NBA players, NFL players who are way beyond Ray Lewis, and they swear by it, and rightly so, because it does work.
You know, Joel, as you talk about that, Joel Sauceda from Max Life Direct, the CEO, which is a San Antonio based company, you talk about all these athletes, and you just mentioned that anybody can use it, and on your website, you know, there's a picture of an elderly couple. What would an elderly couple or just an average person need with deer antler spray?
Well, again, I've been selling it for 6 years, and several of my customers, and I have testimonials on my website from people in their 60s and 70s, some of these people who have arthritis claim that it helps them. Okay. I mean, the product does different things for different people. I have people, now this is a big one. I got a testimonial from a local, from a San Antonian a few weeks ago, where she said that it actually helped her with her PMS. And I know guys get real excited when we talk about that, but it just, you know, when you put good things in your body, guys, good things happen. I mean, if you eat junk food, you're going to get bad results. If you put good things in your body, you're going to get good results. So we're not saying this is a cure. It's not a cure, but it is definitely something that people are lacking. One thing, too, I'd like to mention, we just actually got a former Power Ranger on board who's an amazing athlete. You know, he was using it for almost 3 weeks and didn't feel the effects. But in his fourth week, he's starting to feel it. And the reason being is he's already a top-notch athlete. So people who are not athletic, people who are sedentary, tend to get a result faster and feel something from it. And I always tell people, use it for a month and then stop using it and tell me how you feel.
Yeah, that's and I think you probably are going to sell some. You know, Mother's Day is right around the corner. How? What, hey, honey, here you go. I mean, but obviously the big news here is the World Anti-Doping Agency dropping it from the prohibited substances list. How long do you think the domino effect will be to where the NFL and the other leagues will allow you or allow athletes to be able to use deer antler spray, whether it's yours or some other company's?
Well, you know, the NFL, I have to say, they're stubborn. You know, they're a big organization, and we've sent letters to the commissioner of the NFL and Major League Baseball. They're posted online for the world to see. We never got a response from them. All I have to say is that, you know, people are going to continue to use it. They should subscribe to the WADA, to World Anti-Doping Association's criteria, but they don't. For some reason, they have their own criteria. So, hopefully, you know, people will get together. Some of these players will take it up there. I know an NBA player, a very famous NBA player, who's working on getting it up to the NBA for us. But who knows? You know, and you know, as long as it's in the news, it's great. It's bringing awareness to our product. I mean, our sales have increased by several thousand percent since all of this has happened, which we're grateful for. But the exciting part of it all is that people are seeing results. All of these people coming through as new customers are starting to share it with their friends and family. So it was a godsend to us. Thank you, Ray Lewis. And by the way, I'm a Denver Bronco fan.
I was crying.
I was literally crying the day they lost to the Ravens when I should have been rejoicing because of everything that's happened.
Yeah, no, I mean, it is crazy. Joel Sauceda from Max Life Direct, appreciate the time today. And again, you know, you hear that, and you know, you started hearing so much about something that never heard of before. And now all of a sudden it's in the news and it's illegal. And then 5 months later, 4 months later, and they got to come up with a better acronym because WADA sounds stupid. But the World Anti-Doping Agency has dropped it from the banned list.
But this is amazing because now it becomes it's almost a cure for most people. Just like what he's talking about, how they get all this stuff from all different animals, from body parts that you eat and you do whatever you put in your body. I'm a true believer in what you put in your body is what you're going to get out of it. And that's what we tell athletes. You're talking about all the Ray Lewis of the world, the Zach Thomas, guys that are played a long, long time in the NFL or in any sport. Tim Duncan, for example, they know that their body, what they put in, is what they're going to get out. And if this thing can help people to make a better life for each and everybody in the human being, I'm all for it. You know, even though we didn't know exactly what it was 6 months ago.
Yeah, and again, if it's legal now, even better. Just interesting. And then you realize one of the biggest distributors of it is based here in San Antonio, which who knew?
That's what's nice about San Antonio.
Yeah, it is. It is. It is the Blitz 1250 ESPN San Antonio.